Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 146, part 1, Your Influence. Today is Friday, May 7th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I am your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from Spirited, North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. Pastor Paul's mission is the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota. Why? Because we have no boundaries. We're located in Disciples Ministries' historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. So if you need food and you live in Minnesota and you are living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older, or disabled with proof, call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. You can also visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to support our urban mission operations. You can also shop at Pastor Paul's Mall, supporting our advertisers who support us. Now, to join our online community, go to Pastor Paul's homepage. At the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to the blog, Flickr, the podcast, Life Vantage, YouTube, and Twitter. So be sure to join us online. You can also go to Pastor Paul's blog, leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, or give a testimony about Pastor Paul's podcast. You can email me, Janine@pastorpaul.org. And at the blog, you're going to find show notes to Pastor Paul's podcast that have scripture links. Be sure to join us every Friday and Sunday for two parts to Pastor Paul's weekly episode. This month, the month of May, here is the lineup. Your influence, what's useless, what's common, examination, self-emphasis, or others' emphasis. There you have it, the lineup for May. Be sure to join us. Have a beautiful month. God bless you.
Tonight's message is entitled, Your Influence. You can influence people. Just that little act right there influenced you. Just the pulling off of this tape off of the back of this chair influenced you. Your influence is felt. Tonight, let's talk about something that we're very much interested in. Power and influence. Ecclesiastes says like this in 8 and 4, where the word of the king is, There is power, and who may say unto him, what doest thou? Where the word of a king is, now we're talking about, of course, King Jesus, there is power, and who may say unto him, what doest thou? When you're born again, you are considered kings and priests, saints. And when you're in the Word of the Lord, you're going to have a lot of people asking you, if you're a leader especially, what are you doing? What doest thou? Because our power word is Jesus Christ. That's our power. There's a lot of power in the name of Jesus. Oh, I tell you. Verse 5 then, before I say that, I think I should say he is our authority. And who shall ask you, what are you doing? Now you come down to a ministry like this on the north side and you have a lot of people asking, what are you doing? The old nature raises up and you want to answer, none of your business. But you got those questions all the time, what are you doing? Verse 5, whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing. And a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. A lot of times we have to take account of what time it is. There's a spiritual time. There's a time for laughing, and a time for crying, a time for living and dying. But there's a time involved. There's a time schedule involved. There's a time when things and doors will open up, and not before. There's just like one of those locks, one of those safes in the bank, and there's a timer on it. And they lock everybody in there, and they have to wait for that particular time to come. So sometimes when you're doing a work and people say, hey, what are you doing? You say, well, I'm marking time. What's the matter? Anything? What's the matter? Well, I thought maybe my shoe was on backwards or something. So a lot of times there is a timing involved. Now in deliverances with people, there's a timing involved. Doesn't happen overnight. People don't change just because you think you should change and have an influence over them like that, and they, you know, it just doesn't work that way. We will have then the power of God on our side when we willingly obey him. A lot of times he says no. Now you're looking at, we're going to go look at a camp on Monday. We'll get up there and we're all excited about looking at this camp. I know I am. So are you. Well, we have to check out our thing now. Do we want to go there because we want to get away? I mean, I've looked at two camps. I started two camps and God took them away from me because probably there was a timing involved. But maybe now is the timing and maybe I won't even be involved in it. But I can tell you everything not to do. Everything not to do. So I've learned something. I'm worth something. I can tell you what not to do. So there's a timing involved. And maybe we'll get up there and then you'll we'll just get to looking around and we'll get to talking back and forth and maybe you'll say, you know something, this don't feel right. But I don't know. But we'll have the power of God on our side when we willingly obey him. And say, okay, Lord, we just don't feel that right now the Spirit's moving us into this thing, so we're just going to lay it aside for a time. And we will in our heart know God's plan. Well, you know God's plan. You will. If you're in obedience to the Lord, you'll know what his plan is in your particular situation in your life. Now, we've ministered on things like this before and on the life of Jesus Christ. and the fruit of his life and the character of his life. And tonight, let's look at something else, the power of a personal influence. Your influence is felt. What you do tonight while you're sitting right there will be felt. Did you know that? How you treat this message will be felt. There'll be vibrations coming off of everybody in here. The world knows it. They say there's vibes. Did you know that? Did you know you let off vibes all the time? And I believe the only responsibility that a man cannot get away from in his lifetime, I'm talking about, is the one he thinks the least of, his personal influence. We don't think too much about that. Think about it. Your influence influences others. When you go to work and you're crabby and you're mean, your influence is felt. If you're critical, if you're sarcastic, that's felt. If you're happy, if you're joyful, that's felt. You don't have to say one thing. Your influence is felt. The aura around you, the vibrations that you give off, they all tell a story. They cannot be hidden. Are you hearing this tonight? I'm talking about our conscious influence. We are on, when we're on a sort of like a dress parade, when we're posing to impress those around us, I think it is pitifully small. We go around and we're trying to influence somebody with a conscious influence. We're conscious of the way we look. We're conscious of what people think of us. And aren't we conscious of that? And isn't that influence felt? Can't you feel someone when they're all embarrassed and they're uptight? Well, doesn't that influence you to feel embarrassed and uptight? You walk in with your mate, and you can see that she's disturbed and she's nervous and she's tense and everything, you know, and you're with a group of people, and all of a sudden you take on the same spirit. Call it sympathy pains if you want to. But see, your influence is felt. But then again, man's unconscious influence, the one you're not even conscious of, the one that's really comes out, the silent, the powerful, the subtle vibes of your personality. I mean, I'm talking about the effect of his words and of his acts. And you can try to talk one way and the vibrations will come off another way because it doesn't ring true. And I believe the trifles that he never considers are tremendous. We just don't get into them. We don't think, well, it's important. But I believe that every moment of our life, and every moment of a life, I believe a person is changing to a degree the life of the whole world. And so your influence and how you react under pressure, how you react when a lot of money comes your way or no money comes your way, influences people. How you stand under stress. And you're going to have adversaries out there, and you're going to have people out there, and there's going to be all these kind of things. But every man has an atmosphere that is affecting others. Always will have. And so I'm asking tonight, what atmosphere surrounds you tonight? What atmosphere surrounded you the whole week? It affects others, doesn't it? When couples misuse each other, it affects other people, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Or do it or don't it? It do. Say amen, somebody. Yeah, it does. Now, they're either going to take an influence from one or the other, or something's going to happen there, but your influence means a lot. What atmosphere surrounded you this week? What spirits? And I believe so silent and so unconsciously is this influence working that we forget that it even exists. And so we walk around and we're just in this atmosphere of whatever. We forget that it's even there with us, and pretty soon we take on the spirit of that thing. You're either led by a spirit within or you're led by a spirit without. Greater is he that's within, or there's one on the outside that's leading you around by the nose, pushing your feelings and your emotions and everything all around, get you so you can't even think straight. So you see, we influence one another by who we are influenced by. You were influenced by your parents. And I'm just using you because you're sitting up front here. You were influenced by your teacher. You were influenced by your friends. You'll be influenced by your preacher. You'll be influenced by people. And how they stand or how they fall will have a direct influence upon you. Your wife will have an influence on you. You'll have an influence on him. Vice versa, there's an influence felt. And the husband goes out to work, and the wife's got these fruit cans, and her hair rolled up in these things, and she gives him the old soft shoe, in the back of the pants, of course. And that influence you'll take through the whole day with him. That is, if he doesn't know better. Because you're either led by one spirit, the spirit within, or the spirit without. And are influenced one another by who we are influenced by. Your boss can influence you. Oh, I just hate to come into work. There he is again. Oh, what a nerd. You can always tell who your kids are playing with, can't you? I remember years ago, my brother seen L. Jolson when that show first came out, and he was L. Jolson for about a month. He was singing Mammy and California, Here I Come, and Mammy, Mammy, all day long. Just close the door of his room and just sing all these L. Jolson songs. He was greatly influenced by L. Jolson. When I'd go to the movies and I'd be influenced, and one day I'd be a race car driver, and the next day I'd be a cowboy, and the next day I would be Buck Rogers, and the next day I would be Clark Gable, and the next day I'd be Cagney, and the next day I'd be, I'd be Humphrey Bogart, and I'd be these different actors, or Alan Ladd, or one of these guys that none of you ever heard about, see. People are influenced, aren't they? Well, look at these movies that they're putting out right now. Rocky IV or Rocky X, what is it now? They got all these Rockies out there. But you know what? People are influenced by that, aren't they? They had a movie one time, and I thought to myself, now, you watch, there's going to be a scourge of people beating out headlights with a club. It's a walk, tall, something, and the guy with a great big club or something like that beating out headlights and all this kind of thing. And then he walks up there, and he takes the headlight and he whaps that one out, and then he walks on this side. And, you like that? Okay, whap. And then he walks around the other side. And so kids pick up on that, don't they? And they start to pick up on that thing, and they go around with baseball bats. And all the way up and down the street, you can see all the cars all the way up there. They were influenced. They're influenced by advertisement, aren't they? They put these advertisements. They say 80-some% of the young people coming up are influenced to smoke by cigarette ads. And what you do has a great influence on other people. How you react has a great influence on other people. But anyway, you can always tell who your kids have been playing with. They go out and they play with the kid that's always in trouble, and they come home and they find that they're in trouble. They always act the same way. Someone has influenced them to good or to bad. Isn't that right? All the forces of heat and light and electricity and gravity and all these things, they are silent and they are invisible, and we never see them. And the only way that we know that they exist is by seeing the effects that they produce. I can't see the vibes that come off of people, but I know they're there. You can call it discernment. You can call it whatever. But there are vibrations that come off of people. Lazy vibrations. Cynical vibrations. I don't want to do this vibrations. I can't stand that person vibrations. All these vibrations are coming off. And all of the nature, the wonders of the scene are dwarfed, I believe, into insignificance when compared with the majesty and the glory of the unseen. Something will happen supernatural and someone will come to your door. Someone sent them there. Somebody's knocking at my door. Somebody comes. Some vibration is coming off you and something's happening and someone enters in. That happened to you today. To Janine today. Didn't that happen to you today? Somebody wandered in there and said, I want to hear about Jesus at the warehouse. That only, I thought to myself, if we could lay aside all the other influences, the influences of competition. Isn't that an influence? The influences of jealousy and pride and rebellion and gossip and hearsay? Those are influences, aren't they? Aren't you influenced by hearsay? Aren't you influenced by self? Sure you are. Or malice or hate? You're influenced by it. Look at Hitler, how he influenced all them people with hate. It was an atmosphere. I believe a lot of those influences are right from the pit. But I believe we can allow, even in traumatic times, allow, love and peace and joy and power to influence your lives. And make a time decision, not timed on what other people are saying or what the condition is of their mind. I mean, that's a different, total different thing. Total different time bomb. Total different tick. But be influenced by what God is telling you on the timetable of what He has got going on. Are you hearing this? I mean, if you could come into one accord, we would have all of the influences from above and within, all the invisible ones. And it says when they were in the upper room, 120, Mary, the mother of Jesus, being one of them. When they got into one accord, well, how did they get into one accord? Well, they were sitting up there and they were afraid of the what was happening outside. They were hiding up in the upper room up there and they were praying and they were confessing to one another. And when they confessed their faults to one another, they came into one accord. You see, you come into one accord by confessing your faults to one another. And there's a timetable in that. How many are hearing this? There is a timetable involved. I mean, even our sun out there by itself cannot warm this planet. We have unseen stars, stars that aren't even shining anymore, that are warming and lighting this planet. The sun can't do it all. I believe, by the very same token, into our very hands is given a marvelous power for good or evil, the silent, unconscious, unseen influences of our lives are given to you. You are given those things. Now you either take them on or you don't take them on. I believe this is then simply this very simple radiation of what man really is, not what he pretends to be. You can pretend to be one way, But your vibrations betray what you say on the way you vibrate. You know what I mean? Do you ever get a leery feeling about somebody? Hi, how are you? Glad to see you. And you get the wrong vibe off the guy, and another guy says the same thing. Hi, how are you? Glad to see you. But it's a different vibe. You know what I'm talking about? It's a different vibration. It's nothing from the outside. It's nothing you can pretend to be. It's something that vibrates from within. You see it all the time. People acting out a part. It doesn't work. I know when I'm acting out a part, it stinks. It smells. I have to go and say, pew, or maybe puke in the toilet. Because those vibrations that come out of me make me sick. Have you had a couple of those vibrations yourself? Yeah. I've had them. Do you ever get good and sick of yourself? Oh my God, have a good vomit. Come on, say amen, somebody. Oh, hey, if you could receive simple messages like you on the radio or this tape, hey, we could clear up a whole lot of things. We let off bad vibes. Well, what do you do with someone that's letting off bad vibes? Continually. Remove yourself. Till the vibes change. Say amen, somebody. Who is going to change those vibes? God. Are you hearing this? Hey, it's just a simple little old message. I hope it vibrates. I hope something happens out of it. Now you get those vibes that are out there that ain't going to receive. You on the radio, you aren't receiving. Well, you know what? Whether you receive or not, whether you plug your ears or not, do you know what's happened? You are giving off vibrations. Is that right? They are giving off. Is there something wrong with me or what's wrong here? But they are giving off vibrations. You know, a lot of times I can feel vibes off of this radio that isn't even plugged in. And this tape won't go on until, what will it be? Next Monday? And I'm already getting the vibrations off of that thing? Yeah. Vibes. Are you hearing this? I'm talking about the silent, unconscious, unseen influences of our lives. Even your kids pick up on it. Mothers that are carrying kids. Did you know that your tummy is giving off vibes? What you say, and like now they're even learning that if you're singing and you're happy and so on like that, and so on, it has a vibration for the child. Did you know that? Yeah, if the mother is serious and studious and so on like that and into things like that and, you know, peaceful things, the baby's peaceful. And I think this is simply the constant radiation, I said, of what man really is, not what he pretends to be. I is what I is, and I is no more. What you see is what you get. Say amen, somebody. And I think that's what we should do is just keep it downright simple. How many are hearing this? I is what I is, and I is no more. And you don't have to pretend, because when you pretend, you give off pretending vibrations. And I mean, pretending to be attentive, pretending to hear, pretending, oh God, I mean, just into a million pretendings. Aren't you tired of pretending? How much of the day do we spend pretending? How's it going? Fine. For the most part, I really enjoy life. I got to say that tonight. And I guess it's a gift, but no matter what kind of a situation I am in, I can always find a little bit of humor in it. You know that? That's a gift. And you know what? If you have that gift, you can give off the same vibrations. You don't have it, you give off some other kind of vibrations, but the point being is that you give off some kind of a vibration. Everybody does. You go out to see that land, you're going to give off vibes to that guy. He's either going to like your vibes or he ain't going to like your vibes. Right? He's going to say, you know what? I just don't like them people. Oh, I just love them people. Isn't that right? Because our real vibrations will manifest themselves. How's it going, honey? Fine. Stir, 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 stir. Great. You're mad, are you? No. Why should I be mad? Come on. No. Get away! I thought you weren't mad. I'm not! You better run, boy. You're going to get that spoon over your head. Did it happen tonight or something? It did. See, our real vibrations will manifest under stress and under pressure. When self is challenged, then the true vibrations surface. Now, if you want to find a woman hater, you just relate a story about a woman. And she did this and she did that. And then you'll find who in that crowd of 1,000 hates women. Ah, they're all that way, you know, them wenches. Oh, man, I can't stand none of them. Hey. Don't fence me in. Give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. What's going on with this guy? Oh, just some vibrations. And you tell a story of some old bum man that's drunk and brings home flowers to his wife, all crushed and groceries have broken. And then you find out every man-hater there is. Ooh. You're surrounded by vibrations. You can set them off at any time with just one word, the key word. Man. Isn't that right? There's a dog, and a person's afraid of a dog. Dog, where? How many are hearing this? See, they manifest themselves under pressure. Now, you're getting married. And already, I grant, right now you're finding out each other's vibes. You know when you hit a sour note? You know already, don't you? Don't you? Well, you better know. Right? And you already know how to get somebody out of tune. Sometimes it's kind of fun, ain't it? And you tighten it up just this way and that way. You get them out of tune. There, I got you. Isn't that right? Don't we like to get each other out of tune once in a while? Let's be honest about it. Oh, my old lady got me out of tune this morning. Might as well say that. You say she put me in a bad mood or he put me in a bad mood. Put you out of tune. Or a person or persons put you out of tune or whatever. And the vibrations just come off sort of flat. Well, why did that happen? You allowed it to happen. And then the rest of your day, you'll give off that type of vibration, and it's the other person's fault. Is that right? Ooh, that Randy made me so mad today. Or that Ruth. Then you come back together, and you got love vibrations. Then you go through the whole cycle of vibes again. Isn't that right? But it always shows up under stress and under pressure and when self is challenged. What do you mean by doing this or that? What do you mean? What do I mean? What? You know. Then the true vibrations, they start to surface. Maybe you'll be married a whole week before it happens. Maybe you'll be on your honeymoon. I don't know. But the real true vibrations have to come out. Isn't that right? And aren't you surprised? What happened? Oh, nothing. You're just getting some of the real vibes. How many hearing this? Well, it's the truth, isn't it? And those, I find, who thought they would run in a time of trouble and stand, they fall. And those who thought they would stand in a time of trouble, the other ones, some stand, some fall. Those that thought they would fall, stand, and those that thought they would stand, fall, and so on. And I believe that every man, by his mere living, is radiating some kind of sympathy, some kind of sorrow, some kind of morbidness, some kind of cynicism, some kind of happiness, some kind of hope, or some kind of love, some kind of joy, and hundreds of other qualities, by the mere fact of his vibrations. Well, dogs, they know when you're afraid. They bite you. Because you're letting off fearful vibes. Right? Because life, I believe, is a very constant state of radiation and absorption. You're radiating and you're absorbing all the time. And so then to exist is to radiate, and also to exist is to be a receiver of other people's radiations. Get radiation treatments. And so we're receiving and we're giving all day long without even saying a word. And so what we receive will be what we have to give. And the Bible says, whatsoever that you sow, so shall you reap. It's whatever vibrations that you give out, sunshine, optimism, excitement, or the sunshine again, cheer, any kind of thing like that. That will be what people will feel. Isn't that right? They'll feel calmed and relaxed, rested, renewed, restored, renovated by your presence. You ever been around somebody and say, oh, that person's so much fun to be around? I just love to be around that person because they got the right vibrations. And then you'll see them 2 weeks later and they'll say, that's not the same person. Well, they have absorbed some wrong vibrations and they're giving off exactly what they absorbed. So be careful what you absorb. Because what you absorb is exactly what you're going to give out. Exactly. Somebody gives you a hard time. The Bible tells us, it says, knock at the door. The person opens up that door and you say, peace be with you. They don't receive your peace. Take your peace back to yourself and get on out of there. Because if you give back the anger that they give you, they got your peace, you got their anger. You took on their... No, don't do that. Don't take on wrong vibrations. The Bible says, put on the full armor of God. Yeah, a lot of times people are blessed right in the very, you know, your presence, just by your being there, because you're radiating Jesus within you. Did you know that? The Bible says that a kind word turneth away wrath. Oh, I know it works. I've seen people that are yelling and screaming, and you say, you know what? I know you're a really great person, and you're, what's the problem here? What sets you off? And they'll take on They will take on your vibrations. Sort of like Beauty and the Beast. It doesn't matter what size they are. They will take on. Good always overcomes evil. Why? Because it's a greater vibration, that's why. Greater is he that's in him that's of the world. People will receive a brand new, and stronger faith in humanity if we learn how to vibrate right. If we learn how to take in strength and power, all those things the Bible says, greater is he that's in, and God will give you strength. In your weakness, his strength is made perfect. And you'll be around some people and there's an atmosphere, it's a fragrance. And that fragrance, of course, the Bible tells us, the Rose of Sharon, and it's talking about Jesus Christ. There is a fragrance. I have been in the presence of that fragrance, and all of a sudden there is just like roses all over. It's a fragrance of the Lord. But then again, when you're around some other people, in a very instant, all of your latent, and you all have latent things within us, latent mistrust and distrust and morbidness and rebellion against life comes alive, and they call them familiar spirits. Let's say that you have an angry spirit, an excitable spirit, and it's latent, it's been put down, it's down in the subconscious mind. And you get around this certain person, and you just get around them for a little while, and inside you're just screaming, and you just get all upset. That vibration is seeking out that familiar spirit within you. And all of a sudden you find yourself disoriented, and you're mad, and you're angry, and everything else. You're taking it on. That spirit knows. Adam's old man and old nature calls out, I know you're in there. And without knowing it, you chafe and fret in their very presence. All of a sudden you're mad and you're angry, yet you don't even know why. And you lose your bearings on life and its problems, and a lot of people get into the mental wars the very same way. Do you know that? Because we're not warring against flesh and blood, but we're warring against spirits. The Bible tells us we're warring against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high and heavenly places. We're warring against spirit. We're warring against the spirit world, and the spirit world is all around us. Neither we rely on the Spirit of Christ within us and the truth within us and his timetable, or we take on these other spirits. You start to go kind of haywire. Did you ever have a day when you go haywire? How many had a haywire day today? You just went totally haywire. And they'll say, well, man, what got in you? I don't know. This is not my day. Is it, girl down the cafe? And she dropped a whole tray of dishes, and then she dropped another tray of dishes. Huh? And she says, today is not my day. Well, I said, whose day is it? It's your day. You just don't want to claim it because you dropped all them dishes. You're going to have to pay for them all. No, it's your day. It's your goof-up haywire day. I don't want your day. I got enough problems with my own day, okay? How'd you like to be in my shoes? I said, they wouldn't fit. But you get a haywire. Do you ever have a day where you get into a nervous fit, and you don't know why, and the day before you're so calm and reserved and you had it all together. And you get up and you're having a nervous fit. Huh? Can't find your shoe, can't find your sock, you're disoriented, you're resentful, and your moral compass starts to act up. North is south, and south is north, and you lose direction. And you go up to the wrong room, and you go over here, and you go over there, and you're bent out of shape. And you become bored and you become disoriented and your faith sort of starts to wane. And you feel defeated all day and depressed. God, I'm down today. I don't know what's wrong. I think I'll call up my friend up on top of the mountain, Sally. So you call her up, and she's having a disoriented day with a haywire compass. Man, don't call on me. I'm having a screwed up day myself. No, I ain't got time to talk about your mess. I got a mess on my own. And so because you're that way, your kids catch it. Your mate catches it. Your boss catches it. The dog catches it. You're a dog catcher. Wrong kind. And everybody catches it because you got an off day. Huh? How many have them off days and then everybody else catches it because I have an off day. Huh? So? What does that mean? Person asked me one time, he says, I am so down. What do I do about this? I said, get up. What do you do when you're sitting in a chair and somebody yells fire? You get up, don't you? No, it's a simple act to get you out of that thing. Guess who's around? Satan. When you get disoriented and you walk into walls and you feel defeated and old desires start to flame up. You are in the atmosphere of Satan, the liar, the deceiver, the slewfoot, the snake. Now, how did this happen? Well, probably because we neglected to read the Word of God. Probably because you fellowship with backsliders. And a backslider isn't anything but a person that isn't moving in some kind of love. Which, of course, is God. You know, if you're not moving ahead, you're backsliding. Forward, ho! You got to be moving ahead. You got to be moving on. But your moral compass becomes untrue and you can't trust it anymore. Isn't that strange? You don't trust it. The Bible says, lean ye not upon your own understanding. Now you start to lose direction. How many have lost direction in the week or so? How many have just lost direction? You just feel like you're disoriented and you lose your direction. Well, well, what does that mean, lose your direction? Well, you lose your direction when you just get confused, disoriented, frazzled. Whew. Isn't that right? Ooh, it's cold in here. Did you ever go someplace and get a cold reception? Right. Then you get wounded right away. So